the lake. Now you may close your eyes or lower your gaze and take a posture that for you feels comfortable right now. And taking a moment to notice this transition. And the invitation is to take a seated posture, bringing attention to that transition so that you're aware of each step along the way. What is happening right now? In this moment, what is here to be noticed? In this moment, and each moment is complete. And sometimes there is a pull to either add something to the moment or take away something from the moment. And maybe it would be interesting to see what the moment would be if everything were just here as it is, without having to take away or add something to it. So the invitation right now is to just arrive here as you are. We are not always in receipt of that invitation from the world around us to arrive here in this moment, as we are. So the meditation we're about to do is the lake meditation. And there is a guided component to this, but it's not a guided meditation, in the sense that we're taking ourselves away from this moment. It is an imagery that we use to bring us actually into this moment and to reflect on our practice. And so to begin in the lake meditation, what we do is I invite you to picture a lake, or maybe a body of water that's either something familiar to you or something that the mind just puts together. It's a body of water that's held in a basin by the very earth itself. So your lake or your body of water may be shallow, may be deep, the water may be blue, may be green or muddy or clear. We're just taking a moment to identify this body of water, bringing this image to your mind's eye. Again, what may appear to you is a body of water you're familiar with, that you've visited before? Or it may be a conglomerate of different places you have visited. Or it could be just this simple image that you bring to your mind of this body of water. And so, noticing what you can about this lake, this body of water, noticing what's around you, noticing the temperature, noticing if there is a breeze or a stillness that's here. Maybe in this image here, the lake is surrounded by fields and grass, or maybe rocks and sand, or maybe mountains, or maybe wide open plains. And while holding this image of the lake, noticing if there is a breeze that makes the surface of the lake become choppy, or waves get created. The surface gets disturbed in some way. And noticing that if there is no breeze, the surface remains relatively still and calm. And when still and calm, can reflect all the images around like a mirror, reflecting the earth, reflecting the sky. And again, when a breeze comes along, those images may get distorted in some way. So recognizing the moments of stillness, when reflections are clear, and moments where things are not, so where the reflections may be not as clear. And recognizing also that a surface that is still, or a surface that has ripples and waves, is actually the very nature of being a lake. The very nature of being this body of water. So sitting here now, in this moment, breathing with this image of the lake and seeing if you can feel its body as your own body, so that you experience the moments of complete stillness when the waters are completely clear. And at other moments, when the surface is choppy, seeing how the reflections and depth are lost for just a moment, coming and going. And through it all, as you're sitting here in this present moment, simply noticing the fleeting thoughts, the feelings and reactions that come and go. Hmm. noticing them as the ripples and waves. And so we use this image of the lake to remind us of our essential nature as human beings, and to remind us of the intent of our practice, sitting here, noticing what's here from moment to moment, just as it is. And then seeing if we can identify not only with the surface of the lake, but the entire body of water itself. Recognizing from moment to moment that there may be periods of stillness, there may be periods of activity, agitation, ripples and waves. And even when the surface becomes disturbed in some way, there is an opportunity to go down below the surface of the mind and find that deep reservoir of stillness that resides there, in the same way in our practice and in our daily lives. Can we identify not only with the content of our thoughts and feelings, but also with that vast reservoir of stillness, that reservoir of awareness below the surface of the mind? So if mindfulness is the awareness that arises from paying attention on purpose in the present moment without judging, that means that awareness is always here. We always have access to awareness when we pay attention. And so with the lake meditation, we sit with the intention to hold in our awareness and acceptance all the qualities of mind and all the qualities of body. As human beings, there are things that happen that bring sadness, that bring joy, that bring worry and concern, and also bring contentment. There could be things going on in the world right now that bring agitation, anger, frustration. Those are not things that we should be ashamed of, because it is bringing out the highlight and the sparkle of who we are as human beings. So the lake meditation is not just an imagery, as it is pointing us in a direction of how we are as human beings. And perhaps you can use this image of the lake in your daily life to suggest new ways of carrying yourself in times of turmoil. And perhaps you can remember that you're not only the ripples on the surface, but also that deep stillness of awareness below, inviting in all that is here and recognizing that sometimes the surface of the water settles down quickly. Other times it takes a while. And we certainly wouldn't fault the lake for that. In the same way that we can bring compassion and kindness to ourselves when a difficulty comes up. And it may take us a while to settle, to find the stillness within the difficulty. This is just part of the nature of being human. Being a human being, just as you are. And so when you're ready, you can release from this image of the lake, recognizing the imagery guiding us in our life, guiding us in our practice. And when you're ready to release, you may open your eyes if they were closed. Just coming back into this wide open field of awareness.